Steve Dale. You know him from Steve Dale's Pet World, Sunday mornings at 5:30 and again at 1. I wanted to talk to you today, Steve, about the ban on pet breeding sales in Illinois and how it starts January 1st. It popped up in the news again, specifically in the Aurora Beacon, because that's kind of where this started. How are you?
Oh, I am great and greater that you want to talk about this topic. It's so exciting. Illinois is now the fifth state in America to ban the sales of dogs and cats at pet stores. And this is a very good thing for dogs and cats.
Well, and it's great that it's statewide, because I know when some towns were doing it, some villages, some small cities, I think there was a situation in Naperville where then the people selling them just said, well, we'll just move to Aurora. You know, we'll just go, know, across 59, or we'll go into the next part of town and do the same thing that we're doing. So this puts a stop to all of it in our state. And how many states have adopted this?
Well, Illinois is state number 5. The other states are, let me see if I can get them. Oh, no, it's so early for me. Let's see. California, Maine, Maryland, and one more.
I'm just glad that we're number 5. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. And we're, aside from California, the most... Oh, the state of Washington. I knew it would come to me. We are a very important state because here's what happens with legislation about lots of things, including animal welfare bills. If one state does it, another state and another state and another state will do it. And in fact, now it's in the pipeline, a similar law in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, which is important because there are so many puppy mills in Pennsylvania and other states as well. New York State, it passed. They don't have a Senate in the House. They call it something else and something else. But it passed one of their two bodies and didn't pass the others solely because they ran out of time. But it's going to come up again. And also you've got groups like the American Kennel Club, the pet store industry, fighting very hard against this. The American Kennel Club, the AKC, is located in New York City. So they've spent a ton of money there trying to fight it. I don't know what will happen. What has happened is COVID has like turned everything a bit upside down and delayed lots of bills on lots of different topics that aren't quote unquote urgent. So that's part of what's gone on. But in Illinois, we passed in 2020 into 2021 so many animal welfare bills. It's wonderful. And this is for me the biggest and the best, because no responsible breeder, and I have no problem with responsible breeders, but no responsible breeder ever, ever, ever sells to a pet store.
I think if anyone listening went on and really did a deep investigation as to what these puppy mills look like, if you have any kind of a heart, you're going to look at that and go, I can't support that. I would never support that. And on January 1st, 2022, it becomes illegal in our state to sell dogs, cats, and rabbits that come from breeding facilities. And facility is a very loose term because it doesn't look like any kind of well-run facility in many of these situations. In fact, Steve, you know, my husband farms, and so I'm often in rural areas of Illinois where the Amish have settled. And quite frankly, they are big breeders of dogs, not only in this state, but like you're mentioning, Pennsylvania as well. And there's no oversight on them, correct?
Well, they're supposed to be. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Illinois State Department of Agriculture, are supposed to look at their facility every X number of years. And the problem with this format, if you will, the way we have it now, is, I've got several concerns. First of all, it's one thing for the Department of Agriculture to come in on a farm and to look at the way, for example, bovine or cows are being kept. They are the Department of Agriculture. That's what they do. A very, very long time ago, like 100 years ago, when this system was all set up, dogs and cats, I don't know that they were considered agriculture, but they sure didn't share our beds with us. They weren't considered the companion animals that they are today. So it was okay for the Department of Ag to do that. I'm not sure that's the right agency anymore in the first place. In the second place, they are, it seems in every state, and certainly in Illinois, understaffed and overworked. And also the parameters in which they judge facilities is outdated. Having said all of that, some of these facilities don't pass, and it doesn't matter anyway. Either they don't pay the fine or they do pay the fine, but they continue to operate instead of being shut down. However, the good news, and this is good news, Lisa, get ready.
Okay.
It's changing. It's not changing fast enough for me or probably for you, but the good news is that it's changing as the general public. I mean, this notion of no dogs or cats being sold to pet stores because of where they are sourced from now is about 400 cities, well over a dozen counties. I mentioned five states. And we're talking large cities and small cities, and everybody in between has said 400 of them. No dogs or cats, in some cases rabbits as well, sold at pet stores. And the whole movement began quite organically online. Well, in Illinois, the Humane Society of the United States was incredibly helpful. This really began with a group called the Puppy Mill Project, which began with one woman.
Carrie.
We had a puppy mill dog.
Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie.
I love her.
I adore her as well. And because of her passion, and it's spread all over the country. And there are other people in other places around the country with similar passion, but they're not large organizations. It's just the public says, when the public is made aware, that these pet store dogs are never from responsible breeders and come from one of two sources, but never a responsible one, and rarely a one that you can track. Another problem is there's no transparency. Another problem is they sell the little Yorkie poo, and now we can do genetic testing, and we learn there's no Yorkie, there's no poo.
Right.
Well, that seems to be wrong to consumers, selling something that you say it's one thing, and it's not that thing. That's consumer fraud. I mean, there are lots and lots of issues. There was a separate bill that we don't need anymore that would have passed in Illinois and did pass. But again, it's irrelevant. But it's an important point. They were charging interest in the hundreds of percent. So if you cannot pay for that Yorkie poo, so here's what happens. You come in with little Johnny and little Jane. Your kids want that cute little dog. And you say, okay, maybe you even know you're not supposed to do this, but you do. Because it's impulsive and because the kids are right there and they're drooling for that dog. And then you go to pay for that dog and you say, my gosh, I can't afford $3,500. By the way, that's how much often these dogs are.
Oh, yeah. They say, but we'll get you financing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they do. And the financing is like unbelievably high. So there was a law that, again, would have passed. Not necessary now because these dogs won't be sold at pet stores in our state anymore, to say, okay, at least the financing has to be fair, you know, which it currently is not.
Well, I applaud you for everything you do. We are talking to Steve Dale, Steve Dale's Pet World, and I know that you've worked hard to make sure that this law got passed. So on January 1st, it becomes illegal in Illinois to sell dogs, cats, and rabbits that come from breeding facilities. And I would like to see it in Indiana and Wisconsin, because otherwise some people are just going to go over the border and continue to support this industry that is, in my mind, harmful to the animals that we love so much.
I totally agree. I can't say that any better myself. Perfect.
And again, look into the Amish as well, because I visit Amish farms just to buy plants and that type of stuff. And as you know, they don't use electricity. They don't have running water. And when they have big breeding facilities for dogs, those dogs are in dark barns. And they just don't look at companion animals the way we do. It's just a money-making feature for them. So.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you.
You're absolutely right.
I'll be listening on Sunday and following you on social media.